Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet and also things that we can look for in our dark skies. As usual, we're so thrilled to have Christopher Phillips available to us. Hey, Chris, welcome back. What do you have for us?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars low in the western sky after sunset and Jupiter in the east at around 9 p.m. The moon is a mere crescent this week, which of course means stargazing conditions will be marvelous through week's end.
And on the radar this week, we have news about a new telescope, and this one has a twist of some kind.
It does indeed. Now, when we think of telescopes and the perfect conditions for stargazing, we think of secluded mountaintops with minimal moisture and high altitude. Mauna Kea is one example, as is Haleakala on Maui. What would you say if I told you that in order to examine some of the rarest phenomena in the universe, we would have to build a telescope at the bottom of the ocean?
I would think that there was some kind of catch there with their ability for it to be a clean shot in some way. I don't know what it is, but it wouldn't surprise me. How does it work?
Well, this is what we need to do if we want to track some of the most mysterious particles in the universe, neutrinos. These ghostly particles are produced during nuclear fusion and other high-energy physical processes. They can pass through stars, planets, and even light years of space without interacting with anything. They are so mysterious that some scientists have wondered if we can even detect them at all.
And something tells me that there has been a method found to do that, and it involves putting a telescope underneath the ocean.
Yes, it's the Cubic Kilometer Neutrino Telescope, and it's an array of hundreds of detectors suspended by cables beneath the Mediterranean Sea. It's currently under construction, but when complete, it is hoped that these detectors will catch ghostly flashes produced in the rare event that one of these neutrinos is caught.
And this is sort of like a lot of other telescope projects where they combine the assets of many different facilities into one interconnected effort.
Yeah, and this has to be really big because the chances of catching one of these things is about one in a trillion. And if you are going to catch one of these things, you need a really big net. And what better place for a net than the ocean?
So since it's on the bottom of the ocean, I'm guessing there's no risk of it getting entangled in whales or no risk of it getting entangled in vessels and that sort of thing.
The risk to shipping is minimal, as is the risk to wildlife.
We like that. Christopher Phillips, appreciate it.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week. And you can find Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.